Well, as you heard on that promotion for South Gippsland Shire Council, Local Men, Local Communities is a program which supports men's mental health and well-being, and also tries to get men involved in the community, to get connected with the community. There are a number of events, and one that is coming up is Golf Without Balls. And one of the masterminds of this I have on the line is Warren Warner. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. How are you, David?
I am very well. Now, Golf Without Balls, you ran a Golf Without Balls session in February, didn't you?
We did, and it was reasonably successful for a first event.
That was about alternative energy or solar power.
It was. The speaker who we engaged was very forthcoming with information regarding that subject.
So this is your brainchild, and anybody else involved in that?
My colleague in crime is a fellow by the name of Stephen Butler, and he and I have been putting most of the work in. In fact, we've been putting all the work in. We feed off one another and give one another support as required.
So the concept of this is to bring men together and talk about various issues in the community.
Yes, that's correct. We're not out to sell anybody anything. We're not out to take money off people other than ask them for a gold coin for the meal.
Oh, so you get a meal with it too?
You get a meal with it too. We did chicken and salads and roll last time. This time we're going to do a barbecue and salad.
Oh, sounds great. Yep. And that's where the South Gippsland Shire Council comes in, because they help support you on this, don't they?
They do, which is very good of them.
The most important thing, though, is Golf Without Balls. It is a golf course. Whereabouts?
It's in Merbur North in Galvin's Road. And they've been kind enough to allow us to use the club rooms without charge. Normally there's a fee involved, and because it's a community event, they've waived that for us.
That's great. So when's the next Golf Without Balls event?
The next one will be on Thursday, the 23rd of June, and we'll kick off about 6:30.
About 6:30 with a barbecue. And what's the subject of this one?
Someone riding a postie bike from Hobart to the Gold Coast. At 45 kilometres an hour, I think, was the top speed, using back roads. And there were about 40 involved, my understanding is, although I might be corrected on the numbers.
They were all posties, were they?
No, they were riding postie bikes. Oh. I don't think any of them were posties. They were from all different backgrounds, and they could all ride a motorbike. They all had a licence, and they decided it'd be a good idea to raise some money for prostate cancer.
A great cause, wasn't it?
Yes.
It'd be great to get behind them on one of the roads going up the Pacific Highway.
Yeah, at 45 kilometres an hour, a bit slow.
Yeah. And delivering mail on the way. It sort of explains a few things about Australia Post.
Might do. We won't go there.
So this is being held on, as you say, Thursday the 23rd of June at 6:30. And
yes.
It sounds very, very interesting, with a free barbecue, just a gold coin donation. Now, you're also involved in a number of other things too. When I phoned you, up comes this thing on my smartphone, Wednesday Warriors. What's that?
Wednesday Warriors is a group of gentlemen and a couple of ladies who every Wednesday morning about 8 o'clock turn up at the shed, and we do work, maintenance work, on the rail trail from Merbur North to Ballara and the Lyrebird Forest Walk, which is just out of Merbur North.
It's a fabulous walk. So you maintain it?
We maintain it. We get a little bit of help from Parks Victoria from time to time, but 99% of the work is done by these gentlemen who turn up. And there's usually about 16 fellas turn up every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock, work through till about 11:30, 12 o'clock, have morning tea, and they're as happy as canaries.
How do you find time to do all this, Warren?
I keep out of my wife's way, and that's the safest thing I can do. And I enjoy putting back into the community, because it's a good community.
Mm. Merbur North is a fabulous community.
Yes, it is.
Because you recently had Targa come through there.
Yes, and we have motorbikes come through on a frequent basis, particularly when the Grand Prix's on at Phillip Island. So, you know, we have a lot of passing traffic, but the town's growing.
Yes, and of course the Italian Festa is going to be on next year, I hear.
Yes, it will be on next year. COVID sort of threw a spanner in the works, but that's a very successful event for the Italian community and for the town.
Well, this is also a very successful event for the town. The Golf Without Balls on Thursday the 23rd of June at 6:30. Warren, should people book and make a reservation first?
Yes, people need to book for catering purposes, and there will be a flyer issued about the first week in June, which is only about 10 days away, and all the details will be on that.
Okay, so it's open to everybody, not just from Merbau North.
It's open to males from the area.
So that's the golf without balls, and it sounds like a great speaker. How he rode a postie bike from Hobart to the Gold Coast with a group of other guys, and it sounds like a lot of fun. That's at Merbau North Golf Club on Thursday, the 23rd of June. Keep your ears tuned to 3MFM because we'll tell you more details about that. And as Warren mentioned, the flyer will be out and all the details of how you can book into that. Sounds like a great event. Warren, thank you so much for talking to 3MFM today.
Pleasure, David. Thank you.